This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
We've known this for over a year, but now it's confirmed. Witnesses and documents have come out that the Wuhan lab did release the bioweapon. And it was to empower China so they could take over the world, and that's now all confirmed. Even mainstream news is admitting it. Joe Hoff has the exclusive. There's a lot of contacts in China, obviously, used to live over there. He's going to be joining us from the Gateway Pundit coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've got a bunch of other really incredible, informative guests coming up. The next segment's going to be huge. I want to encourage listeners and I want to encourage viewers to do something about the globalist takeover. And there's no other place out there that is really developing a plan to block the globalists and to expose their operations completely that is doing it at any level similar to InfoWars. Tucker Carlson is promoting populism and Americanism at a splendid level and is doing a very slick, professional, loving, balanced job. And there are a lot of other people that are hitting on all cylinders. And I'm proud of them, and I sleep at night knowing they're there. And there's so much up-and-coming talent in the fight of every race, color, and creed, it makes me proud of everybody. But the enemy knows that InfoWars, 9 times out of 10, is the genesis point of major resistance movements that are devastating the New World Order's operations. And so I'm not going to spend time getting into all the things they do to us. I'm not going to say the things that they're doing that have an effect, the things that deflect, the things that don't have an effect, because I'm not going to give the enemy any idea of where to keep attacking. But let me just tell you this. Do not sit there and expect InfoWars to be here forever. I've had a lot of classy family that had cancer and was dying, and you just hear that that member of the family's dead. They were at work 1 week, totally nice, got their affairs in order, so manly, so tough, so feminine, so tough, that they just die and make no big deal about it and donate their bodies to science and stuff like that. I'm not as stoic as some of my ancestors, and I don't have cancer. But America has cancer, and this operation has a giant globalist squid attached to us gnawing on our face, okay? And I just let it sit there and gnaw, and I know how far it can go till it gets to our arteries, and I'm laying eggs real fast to skate pods, too. And we'll just see how they do getting caught in the whole underwater jet stream here and what they'll grow into and what they'll do. And I also need to grow a bunch of eggs, to use that analogy, if I'm a fish with a big thing attached to me eating me. So I need energy to be able to make sure that all those things that we're ensuring in the future continue on, because that's the main mission. And I've looked at all the different possible future scenarios, and the globalists are so off the chart, so crazy now, that there's a good chance that they'll go ahead and just kill me. And at a certain level, I kind of look forward to that, because then the big, great burden, atmospheres of pressure that I have to carry out this mission will be gone. I love life. I'll never commit suicide. If I die, it wasn't suicide. I'm just saying I literally have no more fear. I've been through this so long. I've done so much that I don't fear death. I don't fear anything. I may lose my whole family. I may lose my children. I mean, hell, the whole world's about to go. I mean, at this point, all that matters is our souls. But you've got from me a total commitment. As strong as I can be, I will fight. Does that mean I'm going to go off the rails and act crazy? Yeah, because I'm burnt out, folks. I'm fried. When you fight evil like this at a level like this, this long, you don't just care about them. You don't just not care about them killing you. You don't just not care about, you start getting to the point where there's no inhibition anymore. Does that make sense? But I give you my word that I will be as focused and hardcore as I can until the very end, but I need financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have products you already need, so don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get them today. We have the big mega blowout sale going right now with all the iodine products, 50% off, all the Emmerich Essentials, 50% off, and Living Defense, that is next-level probiotic, flushes out all the parasites, unwanted visitors. 50% off free shipping. All those are game-changing products. We just need to get in as much capital as we can to operate in the future. And I'm here telling you we need the money, and these are already great products. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and do some of that shopping and fund the resistance.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist tyranny on this Wednesday, March 24th, 2021 transmission. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Joe Hawk has massive Wuhan lab bioweapon breaking news joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then we have another special guest joining me. I guess my folder fell down over there. Drew Hernandez, who's the great investigative journalist who showed some of the most powerful footage around the country of Antifa and their peaceful burning of cities with BLM. He's been down on the border and has a lot of exclusive footage about the human smuggling and more that we're going to be showing you coming up next hour. But let's get into this right now, because we're not supposed to show you this. And again, I have stacks of news about YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them actively suppressing any information about the shooter in Boulder being an Islamicist that hated women, hated Trump, and hated white people. And it was obviously all 10 white people in a multiracial grocery store full of different people that he executed. And again, even if you could say the guy, you know, is, quote, Syrian, so Arabs are a mixture of Caucasian, quote, you know, Asians from the East and Africans. Some have different derivations of that, but it doesn't really matter. He didn't like white people, so that's why Obama is saying that it's white people that did this. And I've got his quotes. I've got the video coming up, but here it is. See Boulder shooter's post Facebook deleted to cover up his Democrat, radical Islamic, anti-Trump inceldom. You need to go share this. Yes, you know he's an Islamicist. You know he's an ISIS sympathizer. You know he went there to kill white people. But Obama, that lying globalist supremacist, anti-human dirtbag, and Joy Behar and all the rest of the scum are up there telling you still that this was done to kill brown people. And they just seize on every damn thing they can to do this, ladies and gentlemen. So let's start showing people some of the things that are in the article that's at InfoWars.com. And you can actually pull it up on the side if you want to show folks. But here it is. Hashtag need a girlfriend. Lived in a 7-bedroom house, rich family. When he lost a wrestling competition, he told everybody, I'm going to kill you. Ahmed Al-Issa. Yeah, if these racist Islamophobic people would stop hacking my phone and let me have a normal life, I probably could. He goes on. Trump sucks, you know what? Al-Issa, who's a Syrian migrant, shared an article explaining why refugees and immigrants are good for America. And then a bunch of anti-Trump crap. He goes on to say Trump inherited a growing economy and the unemployment rate was low. The economy was upward spiral. He won because of racism. Yes, that's right. All you think about is race. He shared a video of a Muslim woman allegedly kicked out of a Trump rally. She was disrupting it. Oh, women can't even go to rallies in your country. So, you know, He goes on, advice from the prophet. And he quotes Islam and quotes Muhammad. Oh, people, listen to me in earnest. Worship Allah. Say your five daily prayers. Salah. Fast during the month of Ramadan and give your wealth to Zakat. Perform Hajj if you can afford to. The last sermon of the prophet Muhammad. The prophet said, a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and then a bird or a person or animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift. The Muslim and the Christchurch mosque were not the victims of a single shooter. They were victims of the entire Islamophobia industry that vilified them. So he went and killed a bunch of white people. And it goes on and on. Then you've got his anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-God, anti-Trump father. That takes hours to go over. But overhead shot, please. I'll show you some more. ABC News, alleged Colorado shooter, came to U.S. from Syria as a child. Turns out he's probably much older than they said. Yeah, if you're 20, they say you're 10. If you're 25, they say you're 15. And then the German news tells 15-year-old, 14-year-old girls, have sex with a Muslim. They're better. I can show you the newscast. I can show you the children's shows they show in government schools. And they put full-grown men with your underage daughters to have sex with them. Here he is, just in, Syrian-born Boulder shooter Ahmed al-Issa's identity. He was previously known to the FBI because they were tracking him as a ISIS terror sympathizer, who, of course, Obama funded ISIS. Biden calls for abandoned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines following Boulder shooting and does fake crime. Hate crime. All 10 victims of Boulder shooting suspect Ahmed al-Issa are white. And it goes on and on and on. There's a whole report out he had from Ben Warren on InfoWars.com that we had ISIS sympathies. Go read it for yourself. And how they scrubbed the page showed supermarket shooter was anti-Trump, pro-refugee activist. Now, let's move on to Tucker Carlson says Obama is a racist arsonist. I want to play this clip here in just a moment so you can see Tucker talk about it. But Obama, like scores of other Democrats, called for gun control, citing racism and misogyny. He's the one that shipped millions of guns into Syria to turn it over to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And into Mexico. The former president's statement read, it is long past time for those with the power to fight the epidemic of gun violence to do so. It will take time to root out the dissatisfaction, racism, misogyny that fuels so many of these senseless acts of violence. But can we make it harder for those with hate in their hearts to buy weapons of war? This was a racist attack on minorities and women. Because, you know, they're all in the same group. But here's Tucker Carlson talking about it. Then we've got Senator Cruz getting on the offense. The Republicans ought to be having hearings right now on Fast and Furious. When you want our guns. You shipped over 2 million guns, ordered gun shops to sell it to the CIA, sheep dip it into Mexico, then ship them over to Syria and other areas for the Arab Spring Obama funded. Go after Obama for being an international gunrunner to terrorists instead of sitting there and taking his crap anymore. Here is Tucker Carlson.
After the mass killings in Atlanta last week, none of which seemed to have anything whatsoever to do with the race of anyone involved, Omar tried her best to make Americans hate each other even more. That's how she's repaying the country that rescued her from a refugee camp in Africa. Law enforcement, Omar said, with zero evidence of any kind, works to protect, quote, the humanity of white mass murderers. What does that even mean? We have no idea, though obviously it is bristling with racial hostility, so MSNBC just rolled with it.
Scapegoating is the evil cousin of white supremacy, and together they reinforce the notion that white is always in the right. The indifference to lives not white must stop. The disregard for the fear of white terror must stop. We must not be cowed by the terror unleashed by white men drowning in the deep end of racism, xenophobia, and misogyny.
Yeah, that's good for the country.
White supremacy! That's the culprit, no matter what the color the criminal was. It doesn't matter the criminal's color because it's systemic racism. And like carbon monoxide, it's an invisible poison. That is suddenly a very common view on the left. It's certainly Barack Obama's position. More than any other contemporary American leader, Barack Obama is a racial arsonist. He emerges at our most vulnerable moments to deepen the wounds that divide us. He sows hate. Why does Barack Obama do this?
Well, it would take a psychiatrist to answer that question fully, though it seems obvious that deep loathing of some kind plays a role. It must play a role. Today, Obama took a break from becoming one of the richest men in the world to issue a statement blaming racism and misogyny for today's killings. So a guy who appears to be white shoots a group of white people, and Barack Obama calls it racism.
That's exactly enough before reports on InfoWars. I wanted to show you Mustafa Elisa, his dad, in the big seven-bedroom house, bitching. He's praising ISIS, attacking Israel and the U.S., saying ISIS is good. And there you go. So, and his dad wanting to kill the Shiites. So, I mean, this is, you import Al-Qaeda, you get Al-Qaeda. You import ISIS, you get ISIS. And, you know, when he lost a wrestling match, he said, I'm going to kill all you white people. That's what they told the Boulder News and then the Denver News. So there you go. That's the facts. That's the reality. It's why we're on air, so you can see the level of incredible deception these people are engaged in. All right, when I come back, I want to get into the move to take your guns and how we've got to fight back against this and the path to victory that Ted Cruz has taken. And people say, oh, Ted Cruz isn't perfect. Well, on key subjects, he's the first guy to take action. So we're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes ago, we put it in the search engine. There is no news coverage of this yet, but it's from an impeccable source, and so you know it's true. We'll get it to you as soon as it unfolds. I told you I was coming back next segment. There's a war on the Second Amendment. They've got a plan to totally ban the guns. Biden has admitted it. Well, now the NRA is reporting, this is their case, they were fighting. The U.S. Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, that's the one in San Francisco, just ruled that there is no right to carry either openly or concealed in public. This ruling impacts RTC laws, right to carry, in Arkansas, Hawaii, California, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, and Montana. That was the case dealing with. This is unbelievable. And you notice Trump got two Supreme Court justices in. Oh, yeah, three in. Good Lord. And they all voted against him because they know the Democrats will simply pack the court. The Democrats said, you vote for us, you nine, or we will make you not as powerful. And we will pack the court up to 21 or 25 judges. And they said, fine, cut children's genitals off, kill babies after they're born, take over the elections, let illegals vote, and take the guns! Yeah, trust the plan, folks, trust the plan. I told you they're taking over, and Trump was a last-ditch effort. And then people felt so confident that he was invincible, you see what happened. No, we're in deep trouble, and only admitting how much trouble we're in are we going to get out of this. And we've got to go on the offense. It's great that Ted Cruz comes out and says, hey, a mass shooting like this, before he even knew that it was a lie, that it was a racial attack, he did the right thing. And he said, it's the right for us to defend ourselves. 99% of gun use is legal and lawful. The good people are the majority of every race, color, and creed. We have a right to defend ourselves. Obama and the Democrats all have bodyguards. In Minneapolis, they defunded a third of the police department, and then they hired for millions, it was like $1.5 million, around the clock, 24 hours a day, hired bodyguards at $50 an hour with guns to stay at their houses in a van and to be with them right beside them when they go to the bathroom or anywhere. I'm going to say that again. In Minneapolis, the city council hired for millions of dollars a year contract to have private security 24 hours a day with a gun right next to him. I have that. I have to. It's a big expense. I don't have. First thing I got to cut it. We can't operate is that because we have people out there. It's going on. I only started doing it about 3 years ago. But imagine the difference is you buy products from us, you believe in us, I'm able to have security here at the office, and then I'm going to leave it at that because we've had them come to the house. We have to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because I've got to be working. I can't be looking over my back all the time. But I'm not for defunding the police, and I'm not for taking your guns. I'm glad you've got a Second Amendment. I've got one, too. But quite frankly, I'm so oblivious to threats, I've got to have somebody watching my back, because I just get them over. I don't give a damn. But just, again, imagine these people saying, you can't defend yourself with crime doubling and murders over doubling, But they're going to have taxpayer-paid-for bodyguards. These people are evil. They're out of control. Governor Newsom got a $3.6 million house given to him by a donor. Totally illegal. Nobody's going to prosecute him. Joe Biden's got all the bodyguards in the world. Barack Obama's got all the bodyguards in the world. But you're not allowed to protect yourself. Here's Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, laying it out.
Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater where this committee gets together and proposes a bunch of laws that would do nothing to stop these murders. senator from Connecticut just said the folks on the other side of the aisle have no solutions. Well, the senator from Connecticut knows that is false. And he knows that's false because Senator Grassley and I together introduced legislation, Grassley-Cruz, targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms, to put them in prison when they try to illegally buy guns. What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens, because that's their political objective. But what they propose, not only does it not reduce crime, it makes it worse. The jurisdictions in this country with the strictest gun control have among the highest rates of crime and murder. When you disarm law-abiding citizens, you make them more likely to be victims. If you want to stop these murders, go after the murderers. Grassley-Cruz came to a vote on the floor of the Senate in 2013. It got a majority vote on the floor of the Senate. 52 senators voted for Grassley-Cruz in the Harry Reid Democratic Senate. 9 Democratic senators voted for Grassley-Cruz, the most bipartisan support of any of the comprehensive legislation. So why didn't it pass into law? Because Democratic senators, including many of the senators in this room, including the senator from Connecticut who just said Republicans have no answers, filibustered the law and prevented it from passing, demanded 60 votes. If Grassley-Cruz had passed into law, Sutherland Springs very likely would not have happened. Why is that? Because the shooter there, the murderer there, had a conviction in the Air Force that the Obama Air Force failed to report to the background check system. And Grassley-Cruz mandated an audit of all of the convictions to make sure the background check database has those felonies in it. Not only that, Grassley-Cruz mandated that when a felon tries to illegally buy a firearm, that the Department of Justice prosecute them. The Department of Justice has a long and, I think, indefensible practice of not prosecuting felons and fugitives who try to illegally buy guns. If Grassley-Cruz had passed, the Gun Crimes Task Force that it had created would have charged prosecutors with going after gun criminals, locking them up, and putting them in prison. That's how we prevent these. Now, we will learn in the coming days and weeks the exact motivation of the murderers in Atlanta and Boulder, Colorado.
Again, that was a few days ago. Now we know one was an incel, mad at women, mad at the prostitutes, and he wanted to kill a bunch of them because he was a sex addict. And this guy was an anti-white, anti-American guy. We now know that just a day later. It's all come out now. But notice that Biden is proposing, we're showing the articles for TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll tell you about it, that they just SWAT team millions of people and start a civil war, and that they just take guns from law-abiding citizens but leave criminals alone like they do in the cities they control. So it's just incredible. All right, Joe Hoff, we're going to shift gears. This is a big deal on the Ninth Circuit. We'll be tracking that very, very closely. That's just now breaking, overturning concealed carry, period. This is just, and you're like, oh, the Supreme Court will overturn that. Don't hold your breath, folks, because we don't put pressure on them. They don't fear the American people's political action. They fear the mainstream media. They fear the stacking of the court because nobody calls the bluff of the left. And so the left is buffaloing us, stampeding us, and it's only going to get more crazy. Go after them for Fast and Furious. Get on the offense. Go after them for the child smuggling across the border. Do like Ted Cruz does, but almost everybody else sits there afraid. People say, man, Ted Cruz is a jerk. It doesn't matter. He's got guts. Guts is enough, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, we got free shipping on the Mega Blowout Sale. All the iodine products, they're all X2, X3, surface spray, ingestible spray, all of it's top of the line to boost your immune system and everything else. Learn about clean iodine. Learn about how we have the best. It's all 50% off store-wide. Shipping on that, on all iodine products, on all Emmerich's Essentials, and on Living Defense. Free shipping and 50% off. Take action now.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the CavaChill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Alex Jones Show. Joe Hoff is a very busy man, major corporate business manager and auditor, lived over in Asia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, you name it. Of course, joined forces with his brother with the amazing pro-liberty, pro-truth website, GatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com, Joe Hoff. So we twisted his arm to come on for just two short segments because, you know, he's been right at the tip of the spear, the cutting edge, for over a year. This came out of Wuhan. And it was a psychological warfare weapon, but it still could kill some people. They didn't have the proper vitamins and nutrients. And he's had his nose directly to the grindstone on this and election fraud like nobody else. So I read the article, had a lot of new information that just confirmed a lot of the older information. It's a breaking exclusive, thegatewaypundit.com. Location of origin of COVID-19 pandemic identified between two of China's biological warfare facilities in Wuhan, where we know Bill Gates and Fauci were funding at least 11 programs into gain-of-function coronavirus chimeras. And so he's got it all right here. It is a lengthy article, but absolutely critical with all the documentation. So in the next 25 minutes, I want to try to give him the floor to walk through all this and why this is such a big deal. It doesn't matter the UN funded and financed by China, pro-communist, who tells us, oh, no, hell, we're told by Joe Biden it's the American virus or the European virus. But Joe Hoft is here to break down what it really is. So great job on this. From day one, but now it really you've got them here. So thanks for joining us and tell us about it.
Thanks, Alex. It's great being here too. By the way, always a pleasure. I was thinking, reminiscing a bit too from the last time we chatted, maybe about this was a year ago. It was in March last year that we first talked, where we talked about how we'd uncovered that the WHO's estimates for the COVID of being around 3.5%.
And you were in Asia then. You've come back to America now.
That's right. And there was a late call for me from Hong Kong at about 11 at night. Jim and I joined you. We uncovered that. We could see that these numbers weren't accurate, that they had overstated the mortality for the COVID, and they weren't, and yet they were using the flu as an alternative measurement, and yet it was calculated totally differently, and where they add in 25 or so million people in for the flu in the U.S. to determine mortality, where they weren't doing that with COVID. So it really sounded horrible, and that was the time where the whole world started to freak out about all that was going on. So I like what you shared there early on, Alex, just in the intro here, is just about the fact that this was as much biological type of warfare as it was. It was used to shut down the world economy, and so as a fear tactic as much as anything as well, maybe even more. So we were right then, and last summer they. The WHO and the CDC announced that, we've overstated the mortality rate, and there's now millions of people that have had COVID, and the mortality rate's not going to be 3.5%. It's going to be close to the flu. So that's some things that, you know, happened since we last talked, quite a bit, as you well know. So been quite a year. Today we uncovered a document that's apparently been available in China for a bit of time, and that document shows a map, a pretty rudimentary map of Wuhan, and what it was initially showing was where the first cases of COVID were coming out in Wuhan. And you can see from that map, and I saw you showed it here just a minute ago, that the food market in that map, you'll see, is that red dot, which is up apparently on this map. It's showing north of the area that's really black, which is the area where the most cases were initially found. And then that area that's really, really dark, where that signifies the most cases, is between a couple biological warfare facilities. One is the entity that we've talked about for a long time. We started reporting on this at Wuhan Institute of Virology back in April last year, and where it looked like, this is what's going on. Something was released from there. And then near that is another entity they're calling, that's labeled the Biological Preparations Institute, BPI. It's the yellow square on that map. And between these two facilities is where they're saying the initial cases, the large number of initial cases were first identified. So giving us, more evidence that this thing wasn't just something that was natural, that occurred in the food market, that red dot. No, the large number of cases comes between the black star there and the yellow box, which are these two institutes where they've been studying and researching and trying to build not just coronavirus flus, but the vaccines as well. So,
and we have the mainstream media in thousands of articles, Reuters, AP, New York Times, celebrating. China did it right. They're open for business. They produce more billionaires than all billionaires combined in 1 year. You know, America's done. China's open for business. They admit that this was basically something they used to shut their competition down.
I agree, Alex. And that's the thing that nobody, it seems like, in the U.S. is really willing to take a stand on. And maybe we can, you know, again today. When I was in Hong Kong, I could see over the 3 years of President Trump that he had totally destroyed the competition, namely China, in the economic in battle that had been ensuing over the last or the prior decade or so. Trump crushed China. He made them into a paper tiger in very short order, and he just did a few things. And he stood up to them. First of all, he had the attitude that, hey, we're gonna deal with you, and he didn't come at them as a adversary so much. I can remember him saying, and the people in China admired the fact, when Trump came over at the first time, that he said, hey, I don't blame you guys. I blame our politicians who put us in such a horrible situation.
That's right. He said, I'm not starting a war. We've been in a war for 40 years. It's been a trade war, and we're now just fighting back.
That's right. He said, but the facts are, they have, you know, you have done it. I remember him saying this to Xi, and I'll tell you, the people that I know in China were very impressed by this. He said to Xi, you're doing what you should do. You are, you know, you're standing up for your people, and you've been doing it. And he goes, I don't blame you. That's what you're supposed to do. And he said, but we've got to change things in our country because we've been giving away the farm, basically. And
instead, we have all these traitors. And boy, didn't we see last week up in Alaska how they totally disrespect Biden and his people? They say, look, we own you. You're a joke.
Yeah, it's their total joke. They know the election was stolen. They know Biden has no reason to be there. They know, and they probably maybe even helped the Biden team. Now they're just making fun of Biden.
Because they own them, and there seems to be a major panic in the left. Do one more segment with the show, Hoff, and I want to ask you where this goes now. But the evidence is overwhelming that it obviously came out of the main Wuhan lab, and then people back and forth from that lab were spreading it at the other lab they were going to each day. So you got the main lab where almost all the outbreaks are, you got the other sub lab where almost all the other rest ones were, and then little bitty tiny areas. It's right there for anybody to see what happened, and you guys have gotten the document and put it out, and it's just absolutely incredible. But everybody wants us to move on and forget about putting blame where blame is due. Don't forget, illegal testing they couldn't do in the U.S., Obama and Fauci moved 6 years ago to Wuhan. So again, just like Fast and Furious, they were shipping guns to Syria. They were shipping the illegal bioweapons program to Wuhan, and they used it against us. Now we're still under lockdown. China isn't.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment. Really appreciate him taking time out of the schedule, canceling some stuff to be with us for these two segments. I never read his bio, but he's a really cool guy. His brother's a cool guy. And I guess he just got drafted in because America was in so much trouble the last few years. He is the twin brother of Gateway Pundit's founder, Jim Hoft. He posts have been retweeted by President Trump and have made major headlines at Drudge Report, you name it. Joe worked as a corporate executive in Hong Kong and traveled the world for his work, which gives him a unique perspective of U.S. and global current events. He has 10 degrees and or designations, and is the author of 3 books. His new book, In God We Trust, Not in Lying Liberal Lunatics, is now out. So be sure and check that out, thegatewaypundit.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, and we're all hunted and attacked, but that's why your word of mouth and your support is king, because you've held us through. And imagine a world without Infowars or without the Gateway Pundit. I got 2 questions in the 10 minutes we got left, or 9 minutes left. Other key points about the COVID rollout, the lockdowns never ending, the government's liberals saying, oh, this is permanent, how obvious this is. Should we get on offense and call for Fauci and Gates and others to get in trouble? And where do you see all this going with the broken border and world government? And what would you call this period we're in with obviously the wheels coming off everywhere in America in such grave danger? I don't even want to fight with liberals anymore. I want them to wake up, and why do they have such a death wish for themselves and all of us, Joe?
Boy, those are meaty and great questions, Alex. They sure are. I guess, it's kind of like this, a similar question would be, what do we do now with this election being stolen? And kind of similar. So what do you do? And a lot of people are feeling disheartened, and a lot of people are feeling maybe scared and are confused and really need some sort of leadership. And certainly there are people out there that are ready to charge and to take the lead. The thing I think that's really important is to get to the truth. And if we can get to that, then that can lead us, our, you know, itself. And, you know, so like with the election, I think it's important for us anyways. We want to continue to report on how that was stolen. Every incident of fraud that we can identify, we want to shine light on it. We want to bring dark, you know, lightness to that dark. And so I think this similar with, you know, in regards to your questions with COVID and with what's going on with the world and stuff like that, the best thing that we can do, one of the best things is certainly to shine the light on this dark time and these days that are just so challenging for people. And, you know, so that's exactly what we can do. I think in stepping back and looking at COVID, I think there was a lot of forces that were going on there, but certainly a big one was the fact that Trump was crushing them economically. They had won that game, and then Trump came in and showed that they were just nothing.
He said it was all one-sided and totally rigged by economic elites in the West selling us out.
Yeah, but through his actions and within a very short period of time, he really destroyed their economy. And there isn't word, and they didn't let that word out, but it was absolutely the case. And there was study after study. There was the big thing is China had done what has done, which what the U.S. did back in 2008. Way overbuilt. There's these buildings all over China that are empty. And somebody's got to pay the bill on those things, and they're not getting paid. And so the country, there's estimates of trillions and trillions of dollars.
That's right. And the globalists totally only invested there, so all their investments are in trouble too. That's why everything is to prop China up right now.
Yep, that's right. And they and Trump caught him at the right time. And if you recall, he forced them into signing an agreement, and they tried to renege on him in one of the first agreements. So he said, fine. He made it painful for them, and they had to come to the table, really crawling to the table, eager to sign a trade deal with him. And he knows how to do deals. You know, we learned from Trump. Isn't it one great quality in a leader is to be able to cut a deal. And Trump knows how to do that better than anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And judge a tree by its fruits. I've always said I love Trump. He's been a great president. But then I was in a video a year ago where I said, devil's advocate, if I only cared about myself, I'd say F Trump because he's lost the money. I've lost. We've been under attack. And I'd be like, screw him. I hate him. But I don't because I actually care about the country. They edited that out, released it, and said it was a secret video with three-point lighting, me sitting in a chair. But no, I'm more proud of Trump ever. And I think the left now gets they stole the election. They're minions. And I think you're getting real Trump regret syndrome that people want him back as they see what Kamala Harris and Biden are turning into. We're only 2 months into this. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, look at the border. I mean, it's just atrocious. Look at China coming into that meeting up in Alaska. And by the way, that guy who they set up as Secretary of State, Joe Kisa, he worked with the Bidens with China in the past. So he was bartering for the Bidens in the
past.
That's
why they have total disrespect. They're like, we own you, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah. And that's what, and with Trump, notice when he came in, they showed him total respect. Remember Obama, his last trip to China, they forced him to come out the back of the freaking airplane.
Yeah, explain to people about Asia. Explaining like Japan, we beat them, they groveled to us, not in a fake way, they believe might makes right. Same with China. So when we sit there and grovel to them, it makes them totally disrespect us.
Yeah, absolutely. And they respected Trump big time. And so that leads us to really, almost a year and a half ago when this thing was released. And the biggest question that needs to be answered, was it done intentionally or not? There's rationale. The one reason for why it might have been intentionally is because Trump was crushing them economically. And I can tell you, Alex, two stories. One, I talked to a CEO who I know in China, and he was out golfing with
a couple of his buddies, a couple other CEOs. And this was about 2 years ago. They were saying that the economy is terrible, not just bad, terrible in China. And then another guy I know had a plant of 5,000 employees in southern China, and he was moving it to Southeast Asia. And that was Trump's initiative. The media never talked.
Vietnam had a partnership with us. And let's explain that. There had been an artificial flow of everything for 40 years in China. Trump just took off the bad controls that were fraudulent, made the table flat again, and so the jobs then started racing out of China, which is a good thing because they're only exploiting their people.
That's right. And if they're not going to play by the rules that are fair to everybody else, let's move that business to other countries that are willing to do that, like Japan or India or Southeast Asia. And that's what Trump did. My friend who had this plant, he said they first went to Vietnam to get it, to find some property. They couldn't find any. It was all getting taken by people leaving their corporations, leaving China. He had to go to Thailand to get his.
In closing, you brought up election fraud. If we don't stop HR1, we can forget it. That cements the fraud. Yeah. You said that. Yeah. I said that. We were able to question. The media said. Now Mitch McConnell, who said 2 months ago we must accept the election, well, now he says HR1's a fraud. Here's the clip.
The big item here in the Senate this week are the hearings on HR1. The Democratic plan to take over all of American elections and centralize them here in Washington. It is replete with problems.
Yes, it cements what they just did in the election 5 months ago. So why the about face by McConnell?
Yeah, what a clown. Isn't he? Isn't he something else? Well, you know, what I think, is it because his information is coming so slowly to him? Is that it? I mean, We could see this. We knew this when they stole this election.
Do it before they were going to do it before it happened.
Yeah, and we knew it. And it's like, if you let them do it once, what makes you think they're not going to do it twice? And quite frankly, Alex, how many times have they done this in the past?
Oh, exactly. A lot of these blue cities aren't blue. They're just under permanent fraud.
That's right. I absolutely agree.
We only got 30 seconds. Please join us again soon. But 30 seconds. Do you have optimism? There's a lot of movement. I see the Gateway Pundit. A lot of states and others are moving and finding the fraud, though it's not on the national news.
That's right. Yeah, Georgia has announced they're coming out with an audit in Fulton County, which is Atlanta, where there's just full of fraud. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody just a moment ago saying it's probably all the 200,000 or so ballots that they might look in that area. They might all be fraudulent. And Arizona is pressuring. The people there are wanting an audit. The Senate has now voted to have one. It's now getting down to who's going to do it. And in Wisconsin yesterday, they finalized their vote to do an investigation into the 2020 election. There was fraud all over everywhere, Alex.
And we've got to keep pushing. And the idea that we can't question things is un-American and dangerous. Joe Hoff, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Great. Powerful as always. Thank you, sir. All right. Next hour, investigative journalist Drew Hernandez, who's been down on the border, joins us. Has a lot of exclusive video. Stay with us for that. And please remember, I don't have sponsors. The Globalists took them. Well, I guess we have the Satfield company. They're great. But we mainly sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the big blowout sale. All the iodine products are 50% off with free shipping and all the Emmerich's essentials, but only for a limited time. A bunch of stuff like Vaso Beats and things have sold out. A bunch of stuff's about to sell out. We need your support. Big sales, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com on those select items. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.